A measure known as the Transgender Bathroom Bill is on its way to the governor's desk. House Bill 1008 survived the state Senate on Tuesday. 15 lawmakers in that chamber oppose the legislation, but 20 support it. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Waltina reports on the debate on the Senate floor.
Supporters of the so-called Transgender Bathroom Bill say it protects student privacy by securing restrooms for opposite biological sexes. The bill determines sex based on anatomy and birth certificates. State Senator Brock Greenfield supports the measure.
We're talking about our youth commingling in bathrooms and locker rooms, biological males and biological females. And a lot of my constituents approached me even before the session last year and said that that just doesn't jive with them, that they feel that that's inappropriate.
Greenfield says the legislation allows transgender students to use locker rooms and restrooms based on their biology, or they can seek reasonable accommodations from a school. State Senator Craig Teason says the bill causes pain in the transgender community, and he wonders whether the measure is necessary.
Are there transgenders who are causing fear among South Dakota students? Are there transgenders who are terrorizing our South Dakota schools? Are we jeopardizing our students in our schools? And I haven't seen or heard evidence of that.
Opponents of House Bill 1008 say the bill takes control away from local schools. Supporters say education leaders want a consistent policy. During debate on House Bill 1008, State Senate President Matt Michaels tried to settle passions in the State House.
Okay, before I call on anybody else, everybody take a cleansing breath. Deep. Before you say anything more, think about it.
Michaels made the comments after lawmakers waded into personal territory. State Senator Deb Peters says she's talked about transgender students with her son's high school teammates and friends.
This isn't an issue that is an issue in the high school. Kids don't see this as a hot topic in their school.
After her comments, State Senator David Omdahl engaged Peters about her family.
What I understand, you have boys, you don't have any girls. Is that correct?
Senator Peters, do you care to answer the question?
It's pretty evident, but obviously, yes, I only have boys.
I guess my point is, I've got a 9-year-old granddaughter. She's an innocent girl. And girls, I've talked to teachers about this. Girls are conscious of their little bodies. They don't even like to shower together. So I ask you, please, please support this bill. These young innocent girls don't need to be exposed to the male anatomy at that age. Thank you.
After that exchange, State Senator Bernie Hunhoff weighed in that transgender students are not perverted or dangerous.
But it suggests that these are kids that are out there preying on other kids, and that just needs to be corrected for the record.
Prime sponsor State Senator Brock Greenfield ended debate by saying he hopes some comments made in the heat of the moment don't reflect what lawmakers tried to communicate on the transgender bathroom bill. A majority of the state Senate favors the transgender bathroom bill, and it moves to the governor's desk. Governor Dennis Dugard said less than 1 week ago that House Bill 1008 seems to accommodate both sides. He says he wants to review testimony before he puts pen to paper. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.